This episode of It's the End of the World as We Know It and I Feel Fine was made possible by contributions from slaves like you. Thank you very much.
The ice caps are melting. Ho, 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 ho. All the world is drowning. Ho, 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 ho.
It's the end of the world as we know it. I feel fine.
Good morning, slaves, and welcome to a special edition of It's the End of the World as We Know It and I Feel Fine, where repenting climate deniers are welcome, no questions asked. I am your host, The Stimulator, and as thousands of protesters headed to Copenhagen for the COP15 climate summit, stupid motherfucking capitalist deniers were headed there too.
I'm the Truth Squad going over from the United States to make sure that there's no one predicating any kind of a decision on any kind of a follow-up agreement that's predicated on the assumption that America is going to do something, because we're not.
Ain't that the truth? The U.S. ain't gonna do a goddamn thing. That's why the motherfucking resistance was there, to call out all the motherfuckers who want to get rich as the planet burns. On Friday, troublemakers crashed a press conference hosted by those climate deniers from Americans for Prosperity. This was just a prelude for the record-breaking crowds that marched on the streets of Copenhagen on Saturday. Over 100,000 people flooded the streets with signs that read, blah, 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 act now, and there is no planet B. Indigenous people whose land is being destroyed by the
motherfucking tar sands
joined the march to demand the shutdown of what some are calling the most destructive project on the planet. Here's a nice white lady commenting on what she hopes comes from the protest.
I think that all the good vibrations from the people here gathered must reach the people inside the building. I think it must.
I want some of whatever she's smoking. The only vibrations that were felt were the pig vibrations. The name of this climate clusterfuck should have been COP1500. A shitload of pigs descended on a group of protesters that were peacefully marching and arrested over 1,000. Here's independent journalist Adelaide commenting on the arrests.
At a point in the march, the police appeared to be ready to charge a certain section of the march indiscriminately. And did that.
On Sunday, hundreds headed towards the Copenhagen harbor for the Hit the Production action, where activists were attempting to blockade port operations. Well, the cops preempted the action before the protesters even got close. Here's a legal observer commenting on the police action.
This was a peaceful demonstration. It was completely unprovoked response from the police, but they still deemed it necessary to split it up in a forceful manner. And so it's becoming clear to us now that your right to protest in this country is almost non-existent.
We're living right now in a police state. It's a police state, a police state. Stand up, fight back, before it's too late.
And that about does it for this edition of It's the End of the World as We Know It and I Feel Fine. Stay tuned for more dispatches from the motherfucking resistance on my motherfucking website, stimulator.tv. Sleep tight, Copenhagen.
Remember, kids, you can podcast high-quality video of this show at submedia.tv.